Good afternoon.
Thank you all for coming today. For the graduates here, this represents the end of a very long journey. In my case, the seminary experience lasted 10 years. I think I may have set the record for the longest time to get a master's degree. I'm sure my advisor had a heart attack when I turned in my application to graduate. You see, for many of us, the seminary experience has never been a full-time endeavor. We have jobs and children and kids and ministries and countless other things that demand our time and attention. So we have had to sacrifice a lot to be here graduating today. We missed kids' soccer games to attend Saturday morning hermeneutics classes. Instead of Scrabble or backgammon, we played flashcards with Greek and Hebrew vocabulary words. My wife did not like that game. Instead of best-selling novels, we pored over integrative theology until the wee hours of the night, sometimes reading the same sentence maybe 5 or 6 times so it would sink in. And television, not a chance. That was a luxury only afforded during the summer break. Recently, I was very busy with school, finishing my last few papers so that I could graduate. And my family struck up a conversation, and up came the American Idol star, Scotty McCreery. Probably many of you know who that is. Well, my family looked at me because I had this blank look on my face. And to my daughter's horror, I said, "Who is Scotty McCreery?" TV is definitely a luxury when you're going to seminary. In one way or another, all of you have been a part of the sacrifices that were made to complete our seminary education. You gave time, money, prayers, love, support. We are all very thankful to you. But these sacrifices, they have not come without a benefit. I speak for all of us in saying that our seminary experience has left an indelible impression on our lives in a positive and amazing way. For me, this all happened quite suddenly. When I arrived at seminary 10 years ago, I had a definitive set of expectations that I would accomplish. Having graduated from law school a few years earlier, I expected to get answers. Like a challenging legal issue, I wanted to have God figured out by the time that I left seminary. So I arrived fully armed with a bunch of questions and difficult verses that seminary was going to solve for me. It was like I had a God Rubik's Cube that would get fixed and all made better by the time I walked out of seminary and graduated. Now, in about my third week of seminary, my professor at the time, and I was taking Old Testament, he was reaching, finally, one of these difficult verses that I had put on my list to get solved. And when the lecture did not answer my question, I darted to the front of the room and cornered this poor professor. And using my deposition skills as a lawyer, I began to grill him. "Why did God do this?" I demanded. Now, what answer do you suppose that this gray-haired, learned, adept in Hebrew and theology professor gave me? "Well, young man, that's a great question." "I don't know." I thought to myself, "Really? That's the best you can give me? I thought I saw the word seminary when I walked in the door here. Where's customer service? I need a refund." But I think God had me at seminary for 10 years because he knew that's how long it would take me to figure out the wisdom of that professor. God knew that it would take me that long to learn what seminary is really all about. Seminary is not a place to seek answers. It is a place to seek God. My professor knew that giving me answers at that point in time was the worst thing he could do for my spiritual journey. Our Creator is not a puzzle to be solved. He is a lover to be pursued. I still don't have an answer to that question that I brought that day, but I have something much better. I have a spark for a deeper understanding that that professor and all of my professors in my seminary education fanned into flames and encouraged me to pursue God. That is our seminary experience, a place to fellowship together, encourage each other, and to learn to pursue God in a way that would not have otherwise been possible. We are all very thankful to you and to Western Seminary for our education and our experience. Thank you.